Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this Tuesday, January the 11th, 2022. What do we got here? 1-1-1-2-2. What an interesting date. 1-1-1-2-2. 17 coming up on 18 minutes past the hour, and it sounds like the microphone has been messed with again. So we'll just have... You know, I wonder who does this during the day. There we go. Back to full power. Well, I'm sure I don't need to be the first person to tell you this morning that it is cold. It is cold here in Marion, Ohio. Now, depending on where you are, would tell you how cold it is. Now, a lot of people this morning are saying it's 7 degrees. Now, if you go to the official weather center, it's saying 11 degrees. So some people saying 7, some people saying 11. I think the forecast was 7, but it really doesn't matter at this point. It is just cold outside. Does anybody have any weather readings from their neighborhood? Or their... I know a lot of people keep thermometers outside their back doors or front doors, and a lot of people have temperature gauges in their car now. Anybody driving to work or driving around in the Marion area right now have a temperature reading? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. But here in the studio, we are showing 11 degrees, but a lot of people are saying 7 degrees. Now, here's something interesting, and I don't know the cause of this. We put this barometer in the studio probably, well, I'm going to say in the summer. Last year, we put this barometer in, and I don't think in the entire time that we have ever had this barometer that it has ever gotten out of the change area. You know, we have the rain area, the change area, and the fair area, and it's always been in the change area. Now, sometimes it's closer to one side than the other. Sometimes it's closer to the rain. Sometimes it's closer to the fair, but as of this morning, it is actually in the fair area. It has just creeped over that line to where it is in the fair area, for whatever reason, F-A-I-R. So apparently, it's going to be a cold but fair day here in Marion. Also kind of interesting, the rest of the week doesn't look horrible. It looks 30s in the day part, and 20s overnight, which that's normal for January, which I think is normally our coldest month. So the rest of the week doesn't look bad at all. You know, when it's 23, 24, 25 in the morning, that's not horrible. But you do notice it when it is 7 or 11. You know, last Friday, we had a particularly cold morning, and Mike Wilson had come in, and he was talking about his pipes had burst. I believe he said he lives in a mobile home. And people called in and say you need to leave your sink dripping and so on and so forth. Has anybody noticed any problems this morning with their water or anything at their house? Has everybody winterized their house? Do you remember when people used to winterize their house? They would go out maybe sometime in December, sometimes in January, and they would buy that plastic, and they would put that over the windows, and they would do things like, I'm trying to think of some of the other things they did. I particularly remember that plastic. They used to buy that plastic, and you would see them put that over their windows, most of the time with tape behind their curtains or whatever they had, and that was to insulate the heat. And I never knew if that worked or not, to be honest with you. It seems like that's a bygone thing now. I have not seen anybody putting plastic on their windows in quite some time, and I'm not sure if that saved on the electric bill or heating bill or whatever you might have or not. Does anybody still do that, put the plastic over their windows? Can you still even buy that stuff in the store? Or is there a better alternative now to doing that? And also, does anybody have any problems out there this morning? We hope nobody's pipes froze or, heaven forbid, burst. That's a nasty problem to get into without question. Phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. I guess the big question is, are you staying warm wherever you are? And also, it would be interesting to hear some temperature readings from around the area. As I say, here in the studio, we are showing 11 degrees over here on South Prospect Street, but a lot of people are saying 7. So I'm imagining it's somewhere between 7 and 11, and then, of course, we have the wind chills. Has anybody said anything on television this morning in regard to the Marion area, what the temperature is here? You know, I'm not sure. I think it's at the airport, the temperature gauge that they use in Columbus, maybe. You know, somebody told me one time it was at the school, a school, and then somebody one time told me it was at the airport where they get their temperatures from for Marion in Columbus for the big map in the morning. And I'm not really sure what the wind chill is. When the temperature's 11, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of wind this morning, to be honest. Or at least I didn't notice it the few minutes I was outside. You know, the nice thing is I have an attached garage to my house. So I really don't have to go outside to get into the car. And there is a temperature gauge in my garage. Now, the funny thing this morning, I was interested to look at that temperature gauge in the garage, knowing that it was very cold outside, apparently 11 degrees. So I'm looking at that temperature gauge in the garage this morning, and it said 32 degrees, which I have seen that temperature gauge be much colder. I've seen it be 22, 21, 18, 19. But you know, this morning it read 32, and I'm not sure the reason for that, to be honest. I don't know why the garage would have been 32 degrees on a morning that is very, very cold. 11 degrees is not warm at all. Any ideas on any of this? 740-383-9944. You know, I know this is one of those mornings where people woke up and it was dark outside, and not only was it dark, but it was dark and cold. And they said, you know what? I'm just rolling over and going back to bed this morning. You know, here's something else. Now, I don't understand this at all. Because to be honest with you, I don't remember this ever happening. You know, I have one of those cars that has a tire pressure gauge in it. And when your tire pressure is off, that little orange light comes on, letting you know that you need to get air in your tires. Well, I think it was last Friday. I'm going to say it was last Friday. That little temperature gauge came on when I was leaving the station here on Friday afternoon. And I got home, and I looked at my tires, and they looked okay. So I thought, well, I don't know why that little tire pressure gauge kicked on. So I really wasn't doing, I didn't use my car the rest of the day Friday. And I think I used it once on Saturday. And then I got in it yesterday morning, Monday, and all of a sudden the tire pressure gauge was off. And I thought, well, maybe, I don't know, air temperature? Fix that? I have no idea. But it hasn't been on since. I'm not going to complain. I'm glad that it's not on. But I thought the cold temperatures today might have caused that light to come back on. But it hasn't. Does anybody know anything about that? The tire pressure gauge came on last, I'm going to say Thursday or Friday. And I was going to go get air in the tires, but it didn't look like it was a dire situation as I looked at the tires. And then, I believe yesterday morning, I noticed that it was off. And it's been off ever since. So for somebody who doesn't know anything about cars, does anybody know what might have caused that? Or what is causing that? It's nice not to see it on. You know, when your tire pressure gauge is on, that can make you a little nervous because you really don't know how low your tires are and you really don't know which tire it is. And the last thing you want to do is get a flat tire in the freezing weather. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I had the same problem. I got an SUV, my Ford Explorer that does that. It kept doing it when I do long trips or whatever. I went to the zoo and come back, and I went down, you know, when you drive it a while, it'd come on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went to S&M or Logan Tires, and they put this sealant. They said it's from the cold weather, and they put this sealant. They take your tire off and your rim off, and they clean the rim. All it does is it needs the rim cleaned, and it needs to put that sealant junk that they put around the rim, and it'll fix it right up. They know which one is doing it. So
now, how do they know which tire it is?
Because they'll take their tire pressure, go around, and they'll see which one's off.
Well, that's
off,
interesting.
Off the tire pressure, so it's supposed to be.
So what is causing the problem? There's air seeping out of the tire?
Yeah, that's what it was doing to mine. They had to put that sealant around it. It helps with the littlest crack in the, you know, when it don't got that on there.
Well, why is it that the light will go off, though?
Because it's sensing that when it gets down to a certain pressure, it senses to your sensor that, hey, you know, the tire is off.
Right.
Air pressure.
Right. Well, I understand that the tire pressure is off, and that's why the gauge comes on. But why is it that it would go back off? I mean, how would the tire gain enough air to trigger the gauge to go off?
I have no earthly idea, that if you take it up there, they figure that out for you.
Yeah, so they just put a sealant on the inside of, is it just that one tire, or do they do it on all the tires?
No, they do it to the one, because that's the one that's doing it. The other ones are holding, but that one ain't.
Oh, that's interesting. Have you been outside this morning yet?
Oh, yeah, I gotta go get my daughter to take her to her doctor's appointment.
Oh, what's the temperature like where you are?
It's 14 degrees.
14. You know, it says 11 up here at the studio. A lot of people said it was 7 this morning. Have you watched any news on television this morning?
Not yet.
Yeah, I don't know.
At the time, I've been having to run kids to school. And
so schools ran on a normal schedule today?
Yep.
Well, what school do your kids go to?
Grant Middle School.
So Marion City Schools is up and running today.
Yep. And my oldest daughter goes to Gold Digital.
Well, isn't that interesting? Now, what time does Grant start? I used to know that.
8:05.
8:05. So you've already been out and about this morning.
Oh, yeah.
did you have to scrape any windows or anything?
No, amazingly not.
Yeah, I think it was just cold. I don't think it caused any problems with precipitation or frost on people's windows. I think it was just cold this morning.
Oh, yeah, it was like bone chilling. I can't handle that stuff because my hand, you know, I got arthritis in my knee now, like, you know, and I can't handle that stuff anymore.
Cousin.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. I'll have to get that checked out and see if that's the reason, because none of my tires look low, and now that the gauge is off, I really don't know what to do, and I don't know if it will come back on or not. I thought it had something to do maybe with the temperature outside.
Yeah, and S&M didn't charge me nothing to do that, so I think it was like $20. Not real major.
So Logan charged you.
S&M, the one on Main and Fairground.
Oh, okay. So Logan told you what to do, but you went to another place?
No, I went to S&M because Logan was busy.
Oh, okay. So Logan told you what the problem was, and then you went to S&M.
I already knew what it was. I've had them done it a plenty of times.
Oh, so Logan has done it before.
Yeah, but they were so busy, they were packed. So I just went to S&M.
And they charged you how much?
About $20. Just 20.
Well, $20 ain't bad.
Yeah.
No, and how much did Logan charge?
Same thing.
Well, that's not bad. That's, I guess that's better than a new tire. Well, what does a used tire cost now? I have not put any tires on my car. Huh?
$35 balanced and, whatever they do. Put it balanced and mounted and everything.
$35. Isn't that something? I remember when used tires would cost like $20.
Yeah. Ain't that no more.
Well, you know,
everything went up.
Well, you know, the last time I had a tire changed, it was over here at Zeus, and I can't remember how much they charged, but I remember they did a good job, except for the fact that nobody came out when I pulled up, and I don't know if there's just not a buzzer outside that sends people outside, or if they were busy. I really don't know what was going on, but I actually had to go, you know, in and get them.
Yeah, they were probably busy.
Probably. Well, I'll see what's going on with this tire, and hopefully it's not a big problem. Don't want to end up with a flat tire in this cold weather.
Yeah, no, it's pretty cold.
Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
See, Scott.
All right, 33 minutes past the hour. Well, maybe that's the problem. It needs a sealant. You know, they come up with new things all the time. 740-383-9944. Apparently, nobody winterizes their house anymore with that plastic stuff over the windows. That was always such an interesting thing to me, because I don't know if it helped or not. Maybe it did, maybe it didn't. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, it's me.
Yeah.
My car, right after I got it over there on 95 from that Marion Auto Place, the light came on, and so I went back to them, and they told me to call the manufacturer, whatever. So I called, and they told me that it had been fixed. There was a recall on them, and that they would not do it again. So if there's a problem with it, there might be a second and third time. So my tire thing just stays on all the time, and well, I go to Logan Tire for my tires and stuff, and when they put the correct pressure in, it never goes off. So I just leave it. I don't know if it's a sensor and what the charge would be. That usually, if you have anything done, it's probably $100. So I just leave the light stay on and have, you know, the tire pressure checked, you know, every so many months or something. But it could be like something from a recall too, or I believe it's like a sensor thing. But the next time I go to Logan Tire, like that gentleman said, it's like no certain tire of mine. It just, there's just a thing there that's, you know, that needs, I'd say it's a sensor that needs replaced or something.
Well, it's interesting to me because, you know, I've had this light come on before, and I've either had to replace the tire or put air in the tire, which that's no big deal, but I've never had it go off on its own. So that's what was kind of strange.
I don't think mine's ever went off, and I've had this car for, I've had it 8 years. I've had it, you know, and so I just leave it on and check the tires, because when Logan Tires, they put the correct, you know, in and everything, and it still, it never goes off. So it could be, you might want to check the manufacturer and see if there's been a, you know, any kind of like a recall on them where they replace it free or whatever. But they said it's already been replaced once. They won't replace it again. It's like, well, if you have a problem once, you might still have a problem the second time. So I just never bothered with it.
Well, yeah, it sounds like a problem. Now, when you go and get your tire pressure checked, is it always right on the money?
I don't know. I have dealt with Logan Tire for years, probably 30 years or something. And I just go, and they just do what they do, and I always say, you know, check the tire pressure and stuff and things, and it's probably roughly about, you know, probably about what it should be and stuff and things. I don't watch them do it because they do their work outside. I just go to the office, but they're very reasonable. I mean, they're really, and I just got my daughter a set of tires there for her Toyota, so, and everything. So they're, you know, very reasonable and everything. So,
well, you know,
I never had a problem. Used to, I had like three cars running. They were older cars. In case one broke down, she was in Columbus. We just towed them back here and had them fixed. And then there was another car, you know, for her to drive and stuff. Okay, so I've been through the cars for, you know, every 3 months. One was usually being worked on, but and stuff. But I've always dealt with them with tires. But I used to get those. I'm not going to say like recapped tires, because my mom, way back in the 50s and stuff, that's what I think she got. And I quit. I don't even know if they do those anymore. I don't touch those tires anymore.
Well, it's interesting because every time, now I don't know if this is the same issue with everybody, but I can test my own tire pressure. I go over to usually Meijer because I live close to there, the gas station. And whether my light is on or off, it seems like depending on the temperature, when I'm putting air in the tire, my tires are always a little off. I think they're supposed to be at 32 is where they're supposed to be. And some will be at 29, 28, some will be at 31. It just seems like they are never right on, and I can never figure out which tire is having the problem, because none of them seem to be on, right on the money, depending on the temperature outside.
Well, I would think maybe the temperature might throw it off, and the more you drive, I think you're going to lose a little bit of the, you know, like if it's supposed to be 32, you're going to go down. I don't know if they call it an ounce or something, but I have these little tar gauges, but I never use them. I don't think I got enough sense to do it. So, but if you have a problem, just go out to Logan Tire. They're very nice, and have them to check, because if yours goes on and off, I don't know. There couldn't be a short, but there's probably something. If you, when you put the air in, the correct air in all of them, then does the light go off for a long time, or...
Yeah. The last time I had a tire issue was probably in the spring, I'm going to say. And I just went over and put some air in the tire. The thing went off. And I had not had a problem with it until last Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, because, see, like the caller before, it seemed like it had to do with his tire. But even if I had it done to all four tires, I don't know what he had them to do. It wouldn't help me, because my sensor, I think, whatever that thing is, would still stay on.
Yeah, the sensor's just...
By the time they put the sensor in and I get it done, it's probably $100. And I could check the air every so often, because and all the time I've had the car, right after I got it, within no matter, you know, I don't know whether the person that had it replaced right before, you know, she got a car, or she had it done, you know, whatever, and stuff. So I thought, well, you know, if the tires are fine and it still stays on and it's that, so. But so, they said it had a recall on it and it had already been replaced. So
what's the temperature in your neck of the woods this morning?
I have no idea. It's cold.
It is cold. Have you watched any television this morning to see what the temperature is?
No. Oh. I have a fire stick, and I don't get Columbus News or anything. I just get... I just go across where they, like New York, I have little blocks and I click on where they have all these shootings and killings. That's what I see all day, shootings and killings. They post all them. And you won't believe, especially the black people, the women they are killing that are pregnant, you would not believe it. And Philadelphia is about worse than any place to get killed. And you're at a gas station, they shoot you. They're shooting kids. They had, the other day, they had a 14-year-old. His dad went into the gas station. He came out. Then he drove around. Then the 14-year-old went in and shot three kids, killed them, and got back in the truck. They had a dad, but I think they're looking for that kid. Now, what does this tell you? Any of this nonsense, you can't get out in any of these states. You're shot, or they've got those swords or those machetes killing you. I wouldn't get out in New York, Chicago, or California, any place. I was never scared. I could Columbus, when I went to the dance studio, I would walk down High Street, and it was Gay Street, the dance studio was on, and I would go down there and get out at 11 and walk down to the bus station. I was never scared until this last year about getting out. Even in Marion, I'm getting a little scared. I was never scared. And this is all I see all day long, is all these states where they're killing people, and you know, you don't see it on the regular news. They don't post this stuff. But, and they're killing the young kids so bad, like 10 years up, teenagers. I think Philadelphia, at the end of the year, just the town, that one town, what, they have 1,800 killed or something. They had a huge amount. But this is what I watch.
Well, hopefully it all gets better everywhere.
They want everybody to carry guns. You cannot do that. I mean, they need, as they said, the guns are for, like, killing, if you want a deer hunt or something. Well, guns are now hunting people, and that's all it is. It is. They're just hunting people, and it's got to stop. And these pistols that shoot, like, six, I think it's those kind, they can put that thing on it, and they could just repeat, and keep shooting. Well, I can't run from it. I can run from maybe a gun that's six bullets. But I can't run from a gun that shoots 50. I just stand there and shoot me. Get it over with.
Well,
but no, I mean, I watch where you can't even go in a mall. They're killing them in Walmart. And they're killing them with guns. You don't get this stuff. I mean, when I get Lester Holt, I'll get a few minutes of him. It'll be like that COVID, the weather, and maybe another little thing or two. If he's on a half an hour, I don't get that. And stuff, but I watch all this stuff, and it's enough to make you nuts.
Well, I'd say hopefully it gets better, but thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 43 and a half minutes past the hour here, WWGH radio time. If the phone line's ever ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back in. So in the area of tires this morning, we're talking about sealant and maybe a recall on a tire gauge. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, hey, you get the same thing going on that I do with my car. And I'm taking it this morning. And I got one tire that just leaked a little bit, so I'm going to go have it checked out. But once I get, now my tires are supposed to be up to, because they're a little bit heavier duty, and they're supposed to be 35 pounds. Well, I checked the back one this morning on the left rear, and it was 25 pounds. As soon as I got it to 35 pounds, I got in and started it up, and it came on, and it went right back off again. So, you know, it's nothing to really worry about, I don't think, and the cold weather has a lot to do with it. But heck, maybe I have a nail in the car, in the tire.
My gauge has come on before, and that's never really an issue. I would go get air in the tire and make sure it kept the air, and if it did, I would figure that I was okay. But I've never had an issue to where I didn't do anything, and the gauge went off by itself, but it never looked like any of the tires were low to begin with. That was what was odd when it came on last week, because you don't ever know if there was a nail or if you ran over something or if a tire's just bad. And when it first came on, I looked at all the tires and it didn't look like any of them were low. And I kept an eye on it over the weekend and it didn't look like any were low. And then yesterday, for whatever reason, magically, it just went off.
Why don't you buy a tire gauge that you can check the air in?
Well, I'm going to have to do that. You know, I'm also curious to know, when does a sensor tell you that a tire is off? Because any time...
Well, I know my brother, he had an SUV, and mine doesn't do it like that, but it would even pinpoint which tire it was, the sensor.
Now, see, the interesting thing is, anytime I ever go and get air, my pressures are never exactly right. And I usually do all my tires when I go over and get air, just to make sure they're all okay.
Yeah.
And I'll go over, and they're supposed to be 32, and I'll go over and I'll check the air, and none of them are ever exactly right. Some of them are at 31, some of them are at 29. And I, you know, I always wonder, well, is it every tire that's setting off the gauge? Is it one tire that's setting off the gauge? I don't know how those gauges really work or how those sensors work.
that's what I liked about his SUV, because it would tell you which corner it was on, you know?
Well, that definitely does help. So what's the temperature where you are this morning?
I didn't do that. Pardon me?
I say, what's the temperature where you are this morning?
Oh, 16 degrees. I'm on Route 23 heading to Delaware.
16 degrees, yeah. It's a cold. Well, stay warm. Hey, thanks for the call.
All right. Have a good one, sir.
All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. 47 minutes past the hour on this cold, cold day here in Marion, Ohio. And, of course, we've had colder, and it's nice that there's no snow accompanying this whole thing. Talking about tire pressure, tire gauges, sensors in cars, what governs all these things? Again, phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. Enjoy hearing from you, the listening audience. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, good morning, Scott.
Hey, how you been?
I'm sitting here listening to you guys talk about this weather and these tires. And I said, I want to get in there and give them my nickel's worth of information on tires and weather and so on and so forth.
Well, go right ahead.
This tire deal, Scott, is something else, especially when it's computer-operated. You know, that computer tells you the tire is this and that and so on and so forth. And the best way to do that is go out here and buy you one of them little $1.98 tire gauges. That thing blinks or whatever it does, but now you got to know which tire it is. Well, you can check them all, really. You can check that in 5 minutes. Just in a little bit, you can tell which tire it is or how much low it is. I mean, it's got a gauge on and everything. But now my car, it'll tell me. It comes on, and like you say, that little light, bleep, bleep, bleep. Then it shows me which tire is low or high or whatever. And it'll show all four of them. It'll show you which tire you're having a problem with. Well, if you got a gauge, of course, I got a gauge. I got two of them. My garage got a compressor, too. And I just, pull that little gauge out and go to the tire. It says low, and sure enough, it'll be low. Well, pop it up, and it'll go off. But now, when it goes up and down, Scott, it has a lot to do with the temperature sometimes at your tire or your rim or whatever, big, small, or whatever. Well, now, cold weather makes stuff shrink, okay? Because I millwright and I put pressed bearings on, or seals on big machinery and so on and so forth. Well, we would heat that bearing or sleeve or whatever it was. Well, it expands when it gets hot. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, you gotta get hot. You gotta work fast because that shaft or whatever you're putting it on is cold. So you gotta work fast. You gotta get in the right place at the right time, because if you don't, you're hurt then. And we would do that. And you got to know what you're doing, and you got to put it on fast. But anyway, see, that tire and that rim is the same way. If you're going, on the road, that tire and that rim would get hot. See what I'm saying? And then vice versa. You stop it, may get cold or whatever. It expands back and forth. That's the reason why your light comes on sometimes and goes off sometimes. So that tire and that rim is not corresponding with the same temperature all the time. So it could drive you crazy sometimes if you really don't know about where you got a leak or not.
So
you understand what I'm saying?
So it's the temperature of the rim, not the temperature of the tire.
No, it wouldn't be the tire. It's your rim. It's your rim that's causing most of the problem. 9 times out of 10, it's your rim. If it's leaking, your rim is shrinking. They don't have to shrink much. That's the way I got it figured. okay. Well, when it warms up, get it warm, it expands, see, and there you go, it'll quit. Does that make any sense?
Well, it does. Yeah, that's interesting. So when it warmed up over the weekend, my rim probably just expanded back to where it should be, and
yeah.
That's why the gauge went. Now, I bet today...
If it was low, you know, begin with, but now it's not going to put that air back in there. It's not going to put air back in. You got to get that back pumped up. But now they will expand and detract. Now, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, sometimes, you know, somebody that works around this stuff, they can tell you about what I'm telling you about. You know, they talk about pressed on sleeves and bearings. Well, that's what they do. They can tell you which one, what to do for that bearing to get it big or small or that shaft. So your wheel bearing is, well, it's metal. It's pretty well the same thing. If it gets hot, it whatever. It gets cold, whatever. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's interesting, though, because, you know, I always wondered, because anytime my light has come on, normally I would just go over and put some air in the tires, and when I go over there, I always wonder, because very rarely do I have to change a tire, and I always wonder, well, I wonder what caused this tire to lose air, and I also wondered why, because I always go around and give all the tires a little shoot of air. None of them are ever exactly at 32 where they should be.
Yeah, well, see, now we go back. You know, your car, if it shows your diagram of your car, which mine does, and it'll show you each and every tire. It'll show you one of them. You know, it'll pick your tire, all four of them up right there in one. Well, if it's low, or, you know, low, it'll tell you, and it tells you how many pounds you got in it. And if you, you know, 35, whatever it is, it'll show up. Now, some, I'm sure you guys talk, now, some of them don't show the pounds in it. So, you know, you can show it, they show it low, but they don't know how much. So, you know, in order to find out where you really need tire iron in it, you need a gauge. You got to have a gauge. It might be 5 pound, 10 pound, or 20 pound. Really, if it don't show up on your car gauge in there, you don't know how much you got to put in it.
Now, had you ever heard anything like our first caller talked about this morning, putting this sealant on a tire?
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah. Now, Logan Tire, like he was talking about, they can tell. See, they can tell you what's causing. And I don't know whether to believe this or not, but this one guy in there, one of the boys that works all the time, and the owner of it now, I guess, and he said the tire moves on that rim all the time. Now, he says it's not much, but he says that tire does move. I don't know where I go along with that or not. Well, now, he said, you mark your rim with your tire. It may not do it overnight, but blah, 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 and drive it a while and see if it don't, they don't move, separate from each other where you put that mark. And I said, I ain't never tried it, but I don't know how the tire could move on the rim and not leak.
Yeah, that is kind of strange. What's the temperature where you are this morning?
Oh, I don't know. I was out, and I didn't even check it.
Oh, it's...
The truck, it tells me, but I never looked at it. It's cold.
It is cold.
It's cold. It was cold when I was out, went to grad school, like I guys said a while ago. But I didn't think about looking at it. But it's cold. But I, going about scraping ice, my vehicle stays in the garage all the time. And I got out, and I think it was 30, you told about the temperature of your garage. I think mine was, I believe it was 35 in your garage. But I didn't check the temperature on the truck where it was that, what temperature it was in there. And I didn't check it when we got out. Of course, it'll go up or down when it's out. But I didn't think about looking at it either time. So I don't think too good. I'm one thing at a time. If I don't think about looking at it, I won't. Okay, Scott.
Yeah, good to hear from you.
have a nice day, guy. Now, if you get out, you must have some clothes on. I got a son that works outside. What he did yesterday, I talked to him, and can you imagine? He works outside, and he's working in a bucket truck. Can you imagine working out in a bucket truck? You know what a bucket truck is?
I did. We had a girl. Well, we had a girl call in last week. Her name was Nikki. She was entering one of our competitions, and she said she was listening to us outside because she was doing car detailing here in town. And I thought, boy, that'd be a rough job to have.
Outside, yes, it's not fit for animals to be out, much less a human being.
You're exactly right.
I mean, you know, you can get a lot of clothes on, but if you're outside of work, you got to use your hands. How are you gonna keep them warm? And your face, you cover all your face up, and your eyeball will pop up. Be careful.
You're right.
But I feel for anybody asks. But of course, if you're young, I used to do it quite a bit. I used to do it all the time. I was a construction worker. And I worked outside. Whatever. But when you're young, you can take it. And if you're used to being out, you know, it ain't all that bad. But you can't take one of these guys that's in the house all the time, that's got house of phobia. There ain't no medication for that. And put him outside, he will freeze.
Yeah, that's right. I don't want to be standing outside all day. I don't think I'd make it.
No, well, you're in the house quite a bit, too. So there's a difference. A guy working out all the time and one is not. They're a little different. But yesterday, when it's cold, if the wind ain't blowing, that wind will tear you up, man.
Oh, the wind's bad.
But just plain cold ain't hardly all that bad. But boy, you let it be cold and that wind blows, then you got double cold.
You got it.
Have a nice day. Happy New Year. Hey.
Yeah.
Are you a sports guy?
Yeah, somewhat.
Did you watch that game last night?
Oh, isn't that something?
You did watch it.
I did.
Just freaking unbelievable. They had that one team, but they didn't have a chance of winning. But boy, they proved them wrong, didn't they?
Did they flip that thing on their ear last night?
Huh?
I said they flipped it on the ear last night. They gave them no chance, and then all of a sudden, here they came.
Yeah. They they are known to be rough as the game goes on. But one Georgia got rough, and Alabama got not rough. It's plain and simple as that.
You know,
Alabama wanted to get it all at one time. Georgia get it a little bit at a time. So that was the difference. I'm not a big fan of either one of them. But I was glad to see that coach get hit put on him. I felt for the kid. But he was unbeatable. Well, Georgia proved it to him, didn't he?
It certainly did. Alabama and all their fans were certainly crying into towels last night.
Yeah. I hate for the kids. I hate to see any kid lose, but somebody's got to lose. Just plain and simple as that. But that coach, he's not going to be beat. Well, Georgia coach proved it. He did.
Yep.
Have a nice day. Happy New
Year's
to you.
You too. Good to hear from you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Isn't it true, though? You know, Alabama always has a very good football team, but they built them up as pretty much unbeatable, or at least certainly unbeatable by Georgia. And, that didn't really end up being the case, now did it? Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Don't forget, today we have the Adam the Computer Guy show from 2:10 until 3 p.m. on this station, and Voice of a People with Linda Sims from 4:10 until 5 p.m. All good programming here on WWGH Radio. Lots more to talk about. We're going to take a quick break here for sports, weather, news, and a whole lot of other things. Come back in about 15 minutes. So don't you dare tune away from this station.
You don't know. But I wish people would give them a really big hint, okay, so they'll call it.
Let's see. It's not Sandusky. Yes, it is.
Holy.
Oh.